The Alaska Earthquake Center, for decades, has collected data from seismology stations across the state and directly fed the information to NOAA's National Tsunami Centers in Palmer and Hawaii. If the data indicates an earthquake could lead to a tsunami, the Tsunami Center sends out a warning message in minutes. But that's about to change, says Mike West, the state seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center. In late September, NOAA advised the center that it will no longer be funding that work.
We are anticipating direct data feeds to stop in mid-November.
The news comes amid the Trump administration's effort to dramatically slash federal spending, including by making major cuts to key weather and climate programs within NOAA. The tsunami program cuts are a big deal, West says, given that NOAA's National Weather Service has historically been a primary supporter of seismic data collection in Alaska. But the federal agency doesn't actually collect much of that data itself. The Earthquake Center does. So, without the contract,
they lose data from dozens and dozens of sites all around the state, and specifically, or maybe more urgently, a handful of sites out in the Aleutians and the Bering that have been there for decades, specifically for this purpose.
That loss could have a range of effects, including less precise information. It could also mean less timely information, a concerning outcome given that earthquakes can generate tsunamis in some parts of coastal Alaska in less than 10 minutes. The potential fallout isn't isolated to the state. Tsunamis that originate here can become Pacific-wide events. West says the funding issues started before the government shutdown. He reached out to the agency in late September after funding did not arrive ahead of the contract's October 1 start date. A NOAA official later confirmed via email that the agency did not have the budget to support the contract. West says the Earthquake Center is grappling with the situation, but that its NOAA data feeds and tsunami-specific work will wind down soon.
We are not going to continue operating those stations in the Aleutians that are, you know, entirely NOAA support. We're not going to just like keep doing it or something.
NOAA did not respond to a request for comment, and NOAA's National Tsunami Warning Center declined to comment for the story. Reporting in Haines, I'm Avery Elfelt.